Stories Podcast.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my Clementine.
Hey, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge, number 159. This is where we post a topic to the website, send out a little podcast promo, and then you guys have a week to go just crazy go nuts on that topic, come up with your own 100 word stories, and then we put them together in an episode just like this one, and we see just what you've come up with. And you can vote on your favorites, and, oh, I like this one, and I like that one, and, oh, Planet Z sucked. But apparently, Planet Z's did not suck enough for the topic, because he won last week, and so the topic of telescope came up, and now we need to figure out who goes first this week. And that is Ellison. Congratulations, Ellison. He says, whenever he comes in, just boom, you know? But minor problem, he didn't send in a story this week, so can't make him go first. So we're going to go with Michael. So here's Michael and his story for your pleasure.
Hi, this is Michael with my weekly submission. Remarkably, I remember the first time I really used a telescope to reach out and further my understanding of the universe in which I live. Those special spaces I saw were spectacular as I studied the celestial spattering on those splendid summer nights now so very long ago. Then my training taught me to take my telescope to outer terrestrial territories to touch temporarily the terrific tapestry in our tumultuous galaxy. Now I know nothing can negate the never-ending mental nourishment I negotiate each time I put my noggin on the near side of my telescope.
Thank you, Michael. And that was most enlightening. Yay! How many of you out there actually own telescopes? Do you use them? Do you get out of the city long enough to try them? What's the deal? I mean, it used to be that, hey, I have a telescope and I'm going to go out into the country and look at the stars. And then, like, now that we have cities, people go into planetariums. So I keep saying I'm going to go to the planetarium, and how many years has it been? Maybe tomorrow. Well, no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to the Astros game. Maybe I can tell them to close the roof, turn off the lights, and then just broadcast stars on the roof. That would be cool. You know? You think they do that? Probably not. Oh, well. If you could not understand what Michael was saying, which I don't know why. The text of the stories is in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, as well as your ability to vote for your favorites. But don't vote just yet. Don't leave just yet. Don't go there just, well, if you need the text along while you're doing, unless you're driving. I have to say that every week. I'm sure that there are lawyers out there that are like, oh, well, maybe I should have a commercial on. If you were driving while listening to this podcast voting for your favorites, call this number. We will sue him for a few thousand dollars of your suffering and injury, and then a few million in attorney's fees. No, that we don't want that. So just park your butt when it's time to vote, okay? But no. Let's continue with the podcast here. Next up is Guy David, and he does the music for the beginning of the podcast, the ending of the podcast. He brings people in. He brings good things to light. Here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 159. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are pulling the hairs out of a sick crocodile. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is telescope. Enjoy! Monica walked into Little Bill's room and found him looking through his telescope. Don't you have homework? She asked. I'm looking at the stars, Bill answered in a dreamy voice. It's homework. Drink something, said Monica. It's a warm day. Mom, said Bill in an exasperated tone. Monica put a finger to her lip, shushing him. Bill picked up a half-filled glass. Satisfied, Monica left the room. Bill immediately ran to the telescope and continued watching. The man at the opposite building was now fumbling with the woman's bra. Bill sat down and relaxed, ready for some fun entertainment.
Well, now we know why people have telescopes in the city. Thank you, Guy David. And you can find out more about Guy David through the links in the show notes. That's right, same place. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The links are in the poll. But once again, don't do that while you're driving. I swear, somebody is going to record one of these stories while they're driving. They're going to get in a wreck. I'll play it like on air on that TMZ kind of website, that shocking smoking gun site. You know, our podcast causes car wreck, ran into a bus stop full of nuns. What would that be like? I don't know. Coming back for after a long extended period, it seems that last week that was Mineta's turn. This week it's Terrence of the Never Was podcast. Here comes Terrence right at ya.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean from the Never Was podcast, back from another long absence and an even longer absence from my podcast. So I'm back here because Guy David stopped by my site earlier this week and gave me the kick that I needed to get recording again. So thank you, Guy. And here is my 100-word story for this week's challenge, Telescope. It was not until I had checked in that I learned about the Astronomers' Convention. I thought, this can't be all that bad. Boy, was I wrong. The day was quiet, almost a ghost town. But the moment the sun went down, they poured out of their rooms. The discussions started immediately, and they quickly turned into arguments at the mention of Pluto. I had my thoughts, but I was going to play it safe and just listen. But I headed straight to my room to get my bags the moment that I heard, "Is that a telescope in your pocket?"
Bye.
You know, I missed that ending.
Bye.
But thank you, Guy David, for getting Terrence to come back. And thank you, Terrence, for coming back and listening to Guy David.
Maybe you two should collaborate on some kind of massive podcasting, story-writing podcast that brings in the whole world. Everybody say, hey, I bring you back.
In fact, that's everybody's assignment this week. Look down the column of people that formerly were podcasting and writing, and check out what they're doing, and say, hey,
the fourth anniversary is coming up for this podcast. You want to come back? Come on back home. Let's all have ourselves a hootenanny.
And me, I'll be running the hootenanny. Next up is Danny. Danny is one of those folks that came. I don't know how many weeks. I don't know. Maybe Tom will have the stats. Maybe he won't. But how, you know, Danny was one of the newer ones coming in. I mean, you've been writing forever, but, you know, people come in. How did, maybe another sign, how did you find out about this podcast? And what got you started? When did you get frustrated and leave? And what got you back? Or if you've never left, what keeps you coming back? Really, because I have no freaking idea. Here's Danny.
All right, what's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100-Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge number 159, Telescope. There are billions of stars in the sky. Eastern philosophy says that man's destiny is written in these red giants, supernovas, pulsars and constellations. That's what my dad says anyway. He's an astronomer at UCLA. He is my hero, and someday I'll be an astronomer just like him. When I was 13, he got me a high-powered telescope for my birthday. I was lucky to have the upstairs room, and he was beaming proud that I used that telescope every day. My father gave me the greatest gift a boy could ever want. I gazed on the perfect symmetrical moons of Susie Morris's tits every single starry night.
Ah, such fond memories. You know, Danny, the best part of that story is you can go to SusieMorris.com. You don't need a telescope anymore. God bless webcams, right? Yeah. Speaking of webcams, I keep saying that I'm going to put the cat cams back together. And where is he? He's probably off wandering around. Bruin has yet to decide what his spot is. And Nardo never really has had a spot. Piper had one. Edlo had one. Frisky sort of had one. That's the problem with cat cams. You have to know where they go, and, you know, it just, we haven't known Bruin long enough, or we haven't beaten him down, or just stapled him to a particular location. But I'm working on it. I'm putting catnip on Piper's old chair to convince him that he wants to sit there. So we'll see if that works, or if he's just getting crazy. Anyway, next story is by Norval Joe. Now, you can hear Norval Joe and a few others in this podcast. You're probably already aware. Great Heights had their 52nd show, their first year. And, yeah, I was supposed to make something for it, and it never quite hit me. I've had kind of a weird kind of time here. Been even thinking about folding this podcast, handing it off and saying, here, someone else take it. Because, really, I'm running out of ideas. And I can't even write the long stuff. And when the long stuff gets written in blog posts, it's not really stories. So I don't know what the deal is. We'll see. Maybe I'll just, you know, say, hey, 4th anniversary, done! And then someone else can deal with it. So, but until then, Norval Joe, here he is. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 159. The prompt is telescope, and my story is titled Verona. Mr. Capulet was livid. I won't stand for that Montague boy climbing up into your room. I'm tearing down the trellises. I forbid you to even speak with that vermin. Romeo went to Walgreens and bought a small vial of poison and a rocket fishing rod with telescoping extension, with a note saying, put this poison in your father's gruel. He loaded the vial into the capsule. He took aim and fired. The capsule opened 5 feet short of Juliet's door, propelling the vial to the floor inside and leaving the note to settle in a corner of the balcony. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Ha 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 ha! Love it! Takes a classic, twists it, messes with it, characters you know and love. Oh, yeah, knee to the groin. Thank you. Thank you for that one. Dude, that Norval, A+. I have my thumb up, if you can't see. No, really, look closely. Look closely. Can you see my thumb being, I'm putting two thumbs up. Which, look at one, look at the other, look at them both. Okay. Next up is Lance, a.k.a. the Writing Dad, another new acquisition to the portfolio of 100 Word Stories. And this investment, I think, will grow in time until we're all writing dadionaires. So here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Lance with my entry for weekly challenge number 159, Telescope. You can find me on Twitter as Writing Dad and occasionally blogging at writingdad.livejournal.com. They called me the telescope. Any part of my body I can make longer or shorter, between twice its normal length and half. Not much against super strength or laser eyes, so I never made it as a hero. Had a great career as a boxer, though. Extra inch of reach the other guy can't see coming. Good night, Irene. And a porn legend for a while, Yeah, that was me. But all that's a long time ago. Now I'm just an old man, happy to reach things in the top shelf, or pick stuff up without bending over. Life's good.
Thank you, Lance. I like that. A different way of looking at it, I think. I love how you just take one... People take one word, and they look at it differently. They take it literally, telescope, or they take it like a label for something, or they jump off, or they take a different look at it. This shows that writing is a force of creativity, of power, of... It's a springboard, and you're leaping into so many directions. And just because you're aiming for that pool, you jump off the board and you're going for the pool. Some people do rolls, some people do flips, some people go straight up into the sky and never come back down. And you know what? If that happened in the Olympics, somebody, you know, on the springboard and they right up into the sky, well, first the roof would have to be open. I mean, if they did that indoors, it would be more like... but if they did that, you know, in an open arena, and it all the way in the sky, how do you score that? Next up is Tom, and he does all these different. I didn't even check his notes. He now sends in his notes whether they're stats or not, so I know whether to say whether they're stats or not. But I didn't check. Or leave myself a note, that he left a note that there were stats. So this is the mystery for me. This is the big reveal. Did he leave stats, in his contribution or not? Let's find out.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Patience. Joey couldn't wait to open the birthday present. A telescope? What was Grandpa thinking about? Forks only gets 20 cloudless nights a year. For 100 nights, Grandpa and Joey would drag out the scope and the tripod, set up the tracker, and wait. Without a star, they'd end the night. The sky finally opened up. Joey saw the heaven dance before his eyes. The wait had truly been worth it, come rain or shine. Walking towards the mountaintop observatory, the young assistant complained to the director about the cloud cover. Just wait, encouraged Joe, sensing a darker turning.
Thank you, Tom. Hold on, wait. I had to turn off the antivirus scanner. The antivirus scanner fires off at noon, so you know that this is where I'm still working on this at noon. And it comes up, and then it slows everything down. And it's not like there are ever any viruses on the system. I don't think I've run into a single virus on any system for a very long time. I'm blessed. I know there are other people that, I lost everything. But really, you know, how many people truly do lose money to these things? And lose data and lose their minds and lose their lives. You know, probably not as many as you think, but probably more than you think. I wish I'd had it. You know, once bitten, twice shy, and then suddenly you've spent, you know, you're good for another $5,000 in the industry. Congratulations. You know, I think the antivirus folks and the virus folks, they're in cahoots when they see the revenues start to drop. No, there hasn't been any of this corn flicker thing. The media is freaking out. Maybe we should target the media's systems with corn flicker. Yeah, that'll get them all freaked out. If it attacks them, it attacks everyone, just like that anthrax thing. Just like that flu virus thing. Think about it. I do. Constantly. Next up is, let's see, Ishtar. Ishtar did not record, so you know what that means? That's right. Let's get small.
5 minutes till impact, I say with tears in my eyes. We've known about the end of the world for months. All the zealots and mad Catholic priests added to the mess. Total societal shutdown. I've been locked in my high-rise apartment building for months. I had the supplies, but I was alone. Until I found her in the next building, with my telescope. Those last few months, we would share written messages through glass. It made the loneliness lessen. 30 seconds left. She's crying at the window. 5 seconds left. The sky burns bright red. 0 seconds.
Thank you, Ishtar. I've sent you a note back. I read the story. I love it. But sometimes when I get stories, I listen to them and I think, wait, let's try this. And that's part of the fun, when I hear these and maybe working together, working on them, and then, hey, we could send this to Drabblecast. And then you could really get some people listening to it. So I've sent it back to you, and take a look at it, and look up Drabblecast, and go into their forum, sign up for them, put it up there. I think you'll get a good reception with it. And I invite everyone, you know, go ahead. You know, take the stuff that you've got here, shop it around, get it out there, and, you know, get it out to Drabblecast, get it over. If they're doing the micro thing at Escape Pod, or Pseudopod, or wherever, Justin knows quite a lot of those places. So check the show notes, go to his site, drop him a line. Work together as a community, we could all have some fun. I don't know. I just put these together, and who knows. Next up is Linda. Speaking of community, she's joined our community recently. Isn't it amazing how there's some people that keep coming back, some people that go, some stay, some, you know, come in, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm all through it. And then a few weeks later, they're like, oh, God, what the hell has he done to my story now? He made fun of me. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to, Linda. Don't go.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda. This is my fifth take because I found my microphone, but it picks up the sounds of my eyes blinking. It's super. This week's challenge was telescope, and the story pretty much wrote itself. Enjoy. Avast ye, and hear the tale of old egg-headed Iggy, the peg-leg of Kick Peak. 'Twere last year and he joined our crew, keeping mostly to hisself, never partaking of the grog nor going ashore for love. The day he swapped the captain's spyglass with a 6-inch Newtonian reflector, we gave him a right flogging afore making him walk the plank clutching his fancy equipment. Only afterwards we found the ship were fitted with warping drives of some kind. None of me buckos knew how to work the thing, and that's how we come to land here on this frozen rock, Triton.
Thank you, Linda. But for crying out loud, you have some noisy eyelashes. My God, what do you use on them? Revlon sandpaper? Wow. Hey, maybe there's a market for Revlon sandpaper. Hey, Revlon people, call me. Sponsorships. Nah, I wouldn't take any sponsorships. I don't do that. That's not what I'm about. Even if for next week, and you know, the topic for next week is I've actually already posted it, but if the obvious company, the product you know that I know and love, if they were to call me and say, hey, here's a few bucks. You know what? We've been on Oprah. We've been on Tonight Show. We've been on all these different things. We've even sent you down sampler packs because we think you're wonderful. Hey, we'd like to sponsor y'all. That would be totally stupid. I mean, they've been on the Tonight Show. They've been on Oprah. They've been on CNN. They've been on ABC. And, you know, what the hell do they need me for? I mean, that would be dumb. Next up is Anima Zavaleta. She has yet to be absorbed by the horrific travel schedule. I mean, she just got back from the moon. Now she's got to go to Mars. After that, Titan. Oh, wait, no, hold on. What was it? Triton. I keep getting Triton and Titan mixed up. But, you know, those travel agents. They put Triton on there. You're supposed to go to Titan. Your luggage gets to the wrong place. Oh, great, we have to wait for another orbital window. It'll be 627 days before you get your luggage. Sorry. God. Here's Anima.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 159, An Admission of Error. March 1992, Anno Domini. The time is long past for the Church to admit errors between Catholic philosophies and the ideas of Galileo Galilei. In 1619, Signor Galilei proposed that the Earth and the known planets revolved around the sun, in direct opposition to the teachings as espoused by the Holy Book in Psalms and Ecclesiastes.
Are you sure, Your Holy Eminence? Dare you forgive such heresy?
I suppose. 400 years is a long time to hold a grudge, no? Times are changing. Now, how long do you suppose we can cling to the idea that woman is the weaker vessel?
Rock on, Gloria Steinem. Thank you, Adama. It's very important that people get reminded that, yes, women are no longer the weaker vessel. The weakest vessel is, in fact, the cat. I have had to restart so many of these bumpers. It is incredible. One comes in here, then the other. Then Bruin plays with Nardo's tail. Then they wrestle for 5 minutes real loud. Then they run out. Then I try re-recording again. Sure enough, come back in, it's the same parade. Sounds like freaking Gomem's cat, Charlie. Yeah, if Charlie were... What would Charlie sound like if he were fighting Gomem? Are you even listening, Gomem? Are you out there? Are you out there? Do you listen? I listen to you. Do you listen to me? I don't get into that kind of thing. Because I know that 99% of folks out there don't listen. People, of the 6.5, possibly 7 billion, probably 12 with illegal immigration... Of all those billions of people, most of them have no idea you exist. You're not Mickey Mouse. You're not Santa Claus. You're not Jesus. You don't have market penetration. You are just a local phenomenon for the most part. Maybe even less than that, because you're so hyper-local that you're out on the internet that you're kind of an ephemeral, kind of twinkly thing here and there. Now I'm turning into Ira Flato. Anyway, let's just keep going here before I get too depressed. Speaking of Justin, Space Turtle. And I hear he's going to be doing more readings in that Second Life thing. So, hey, maybe Justin should, hey, I'm doing something over here. I'll take that teleport. I'm getting sick of this live music thing. I'm getting tired of it. Yeah, I love it, but I'm burning out. I'm burning out from this podcast, too, so I'll just get Justin in here. Here we go.
Meow, Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. The topic is telescope. I wrote this story called Teletimescope in the park. In the park with my daughter. On my cell phone, I had to email it to myself. I even had to count the words by hand. But it was fun, and it got some sunshine, and here's the story. I found a telescope that looks into the past. I used it to solve crimes. I could look at the crime scene and follow the suspect to find any clues they had left behind. It didn't always work out because I had to prove what I saw. Sometimes I would see what happened but found no way to prove it. I considered exacting justice myself. But how would I explain myself if found out? I can see into the future if I look through it backwards, but the view is distant. Maybe I can prevent crime. I just need to start looking.
You guys know that you're going to vote for this one just because it has a baby, aren't you? I know it. I know your game, Justin, man. That's smart. That's smart. That's bats have radar smart. That's good. That's good. Maybe I should get a baby. I'm going to have a kitten. Ow! Man! Oh, we have a fire ant of infestation inside. I mean, I know how to get rid of fire ants outside. How the frick do you get rid of them inside? Because you get rid of them outside. Oh, well, we'll just go inside. We are the ant army. We're smart. We have collective intelligence. Yeah, and then they all come inside. And it's like, oh, man. I mean, what is it on ants' food source that says my feet? You know, what kind of freaking animal evolves after 50 million years to feed on feet? Christ. Anyway, thank you, Justin. And last and least is, of course, where he deserves to be, the person who came up with this topic. It's Planet Z, and no, I wrote this one a few days ago before, I mean, Planet Z wrote this one a few days ago, and he hadn't seen Justin's at all. Yeah.
At the conference, Dr. Foster demonstrated how light bending around black holes could be used as a telescope into our world's past. Grainy images demonstrated the shifting of the continents. The closer the gravity well, the more recent and clear the image.
What about using antiphotons? Asked the researcher. Do they show the future?
It turns out, they do. We started with the closest singularity reflector for the best resolution, and the changes were fascinating. We're shifting to the next one. The video stream is resolving, and I feel sick. Devastation. Massive ecological collapse. Armageddon. We are all doomed.
That's right, everyone. We're all doomed. But that's okay. The weekly challenge number 159, with the topic of telescope, is complete. Thank you to everyone who sent in stories for this week. And thank you everyone who out there, not driving, is listening to this story. Or set of stories, or I should just stick to the script and just not wing it. Folks, the show notes are at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can check out the text of the stories, archives of so many years of stories. Your eyes will bleed. Another reason not to do this while driving. Also, you can vote for your favorite stories, as many as you'd like. Well, okay, as many as there are stories this week. But, I mean, if everybody voted for everyone, I mean, we wouldn't be able to figure out who goes first next week. Or picks the top, well, picking the topic, then you'd wind up with 12 topics all at once. And that's just crazy. That would actually be kind of fun. You can also see links to everybody's stuff that sent things in, because I'm not sending out, like, you know, care packages or wads of money. No, I'm just sending links and thank yous. And hey, you know, if you want to put a promo in your podcast, get that promo in your podcast, go ahead, do it. Shameless. Go for it. That's what this is all about. It's all shameless. No one has any shame anymore. I don't. Do I? I'll see you all next week. Until then, the music has been by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. You can check him out, use his stuff. Yeah, I know. I've been picking out samples here and there, and I'm going to start using them soon. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. The topic for next week is posted. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.